Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Indian Emmy with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Police Service has announced a four-year independent review into the recruitment and retention of female, First Nations and culturally diverse police officers. The review is one of the 78 recommendations from last year's Commission of Inquiry into QPS domestic and family violence responses. Queensland Human Rights Commissioner Scott McDougall says the review will start this month, engaging with rank-and-file officers to get to the heart of the matter.
A recent constructed watch house in Kombucha will now be converted into a child-specific facility by October in a move quietly facilitated by the Queensland government. It will be able to detain up to 31 children in policy custody on remand when the youth detention centres are beyond capacity. Catherine Hayes, chief executive of the Youth Advocacy Centre, said, quoted, "It's just a second best solution, and it's still not addressing the real problem of diverting kids in the first place."
In national news, the Coffs Harbour Argyle Estate rezoning proposal has been scrapped due to social housing numbers. While the plan would have created 500 new homes, only 9 additional affordable houses would be built in what is currently a 127-home social housing estate. Housing Minister Rose Jackson has said, quote, "You will not see me proceeding with estate redevelopment that only delivers 30% social and affordable housing. It isn't enough."
Mike Keenan Brooks, Australian tech billionaire, has renewed efforts for the Sun Cable project to complete plans for development of giant solar farms in inland Australia. The project will supply electricity to Durban and Singapore through undersea cables. Grok Rangers, Mr. Keenan Brooks' private investment company, finalised the acquisition of Sun Cable on Thursday, following a month-long dispute between backers. The project has been said to potentially cost $30 billion, and the undersea cable will stretch for 4,300 kilometres.
In international news, fears of further escalation in the conflict between Arab tribal militias and members of the United States-backed Syrian Democratic Forces are growing in the region. Dozens of people were killed last week in northeastern Syria in the fighting between the two factions, after the SDF detained Ahmad al-Kabail, a senior commander accused of corruption. The arrest angered members of the Deir az-Zor Military Council, a militia who has fought with the SDF since 2016. Both sides have denied the arrest is a reason for the escalation, with tribal leaders claiming that clashes broke out over being denied access to the oil wealth in the northeast of Syria, while the SDF accused Tehran and Damascus of sending militias to wreak havoc.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
Secret Sound.